Hi, my name's Wayne Sangster and I'm a product manager from Alitalysis. Hey, we've got a bunch of great white papers over at alitalysis.com and you're listening to the podcast of one of them. This one's called Simplifying Remote LAN Management. Now, as an intro, many organizations operate data networks that are distributed over multiple sites. For large organizations operating multiple large sites, this problem can be solved by locating information technology or IT staff in different sites. But for smaller organizations, or for organizations that operate a very large number of low staff sites or even unstaffed sites, the option of locating IT staff at every remote site is simply not feasible. Now, this has long been a significant issue for entities like school districts, retail chains, municipal authorities, public transport operators, real estate offices, and the great variety of other organizations with more sites than they have IT staff. Now, such organizations have employed a variety of methods to manage the networking equipment at their multiple remote sites. One option has been to co-opt non-specialist staff. In these situations, often a school's maths or science teacher also acts as a part-time network administrator. The success of this method is very dependent on the individual teacher. Some will manage the network adequately, others will not. Whatever the case, the individual typically operates in a reactive mode, acting only when problems occur, rather than being proactive and preventing problems. The individual's primary job invariably takes precedence over the part-time network administrator role, and the result is that they do just enough to keep the network running. A second option is outsourcing their IT to an IT maintenance company. Contracting the network maintenance out to an IT company is one way to reliably ensure that qualified technical staff are available to work on multiple sites. However, this approach has a few drawbacks. Firstly, cost can be an issue. Data networking technical expertise is not cheap, even if it's only paid for as needed. Secondly, contractors, unlike in-house staff, don't have a strong incentive to improve the network or preempt future problems. Maintenance tasks will often be treated in a series of one-off events, without the view to the future reliability of the network. And thirdly, utilizing contracted services adds an overhead through specification of service requirements. Unless contracted tasks are clearly and fully specified, annoying and costly misunderstandings will occur. However, creating high-quality task specification is a difficult and time-consuming activity, especially for tasks where some on-site skilled judgment is involved. A third way to manage multiple remote sites is to send your central IT staff out to those remote sites. This approach removes the complications and drawbacks of using contractors to perform skilled network maintenance tasks. However, it's not necessarily a cost-effective option. Spending time traveling to multiple locations to perform maintenance tasks is not the best use of a skilled network engineer's time. Now, while these three different approaches to managing remote networks each have a certain amount of merit, it's clear that none of them is really ideal. Organizations with constrained resources, but with networks spread over multiple locations, need a better solution for managing those multiple remote networks. Let's consider for a moment the growth of data networks at unstaffed sites. The problem of remote LAN management is further compounded by the proliferation of data networks being installed at sites that are unstaffed. With the growth in data networking, it's driven a growing trend for networking equipment to be installed in unstaffed locations to provide connectivity for purposes such as remote control of equipment, backhauling data collected by environmental sensing devices, video surveillance, controlling electronic signage, information services at historic sites, wireless hotspots, information services at unstaffed railway stations, and communications with automated weather stations. Now, the unstaffed nature of these type of locations means that there is not even a semi-skilled staff member present to call on for routine maintenance tasks. And as well, such sites are often in quite inaccessible places, adding to the expense of getting skilled network engineers on site. The growing number of data networks installed in unstaffed sites represents an increasing need for simpler and more efficient network management and maintenance methodologies. Now, Alitalysis have a great solution called the Alitalysis Management Framework, or AMF. Alitalysis have decades of experience working with customers who have installed a diversity of networks for a wide range of purposes all over the world. Alitalysis have a wealth of direct experience of the practical, logistical difficulties involved in establishing and operating data networks. In particular, we are acutely aware of the universal and growing difficulties that customers face in terms of getting the right expertise on site at remote locations. In response to the problems we've seen our customers grappling with, we've produced a powerful solution that changes the nature of network management and maintenance. The solution is the Alitalysis Management Framework, AMF. AMF helps to solve the problem of remote site staffing by embedding intelligence into the network itself, thereby automating a range of routine network maintenance tasks and reducing the need for staff. Enabling AMF in a network unlocks all of the following benefits. Firstly, you get plug-and-play addition of new switches to the network. Second, you get plug-and-play replacement of failed switches. Thirdly, simultaneous configuration of multiple switches. Number four, you get automated rollout of software upgrades right across your whole network. And number five, you get automated backup of configuration and operating system images from all nodes in the complete network. AMF unites the whole management plane of the network as though the network nodes are line cards in a distributed virtual chassis. So the whole thing acts as if it's a single virtual unit. Most importantly, AMF extends this management plane integration across wide area networks, the WAN, to provide an effective solution to the problem of network maintenance at locations with no IT staff. By embedding the know-how into the network itself, it's no longer necessary to transport a skilled engineer to remote sites, or to expect an on-site non-specialist to gain network management skills. The tasks that must be carried out on-site are simple, such as plugging in power and cables. Then the network takes care of integrating in new or replacement units. For unstaffed sites, tradesmen or technicians visiting to carry out other repairs and maintenance can also replace or add data network equipment. The replacement of nodes, even at highly remote locations, is essentially just a matter of slide the old one out and slide the new one in. The network itself then takes care of integrating and configuring the unit, just as a chassis automatically integrates a newly inserted blade. To wrap it up, large organizations operating data networks over multiple sites face numerous issues with providing and funding adequately skilled IT staff to manage these remote sites. This is a significant issue for many organizations today. The Alitalysis Management Framework solution greatly reduces the time and cost of managing network infrastructure. Through a combination of robust features, AMF drives lower network operating expenses by reducing the complexity and level of effort required to maintain the network. AMF will save you time and save you money. With AMF extending IT skills to every corner of the network, organizations can solve both the long-standing problem of cost-effective network maintenance at low-staff sites and the growing problem of network maintenance at unstaffed sites. AMF really is a powerful solution for simplifying remote LAN management. For more information, head on over to alitalysis.com, where you can find this white paper if you'd like to have a read. And while you're there, check out some of our other great white papers and podcasts on powerful technologies that can benefit your business. Thanks for listening.